All right, Demosai. Good evening. Let's we're going to finish out the Mirat Hashem, the Perek tonight. So we're picking up page Yud Gimel, second to last paragraph. Actually, let's start the second paragraph on the page. Kishamun etzielo rak b'sichlo, v'lo rak b'libo shal adam enekuda shal esoris v'eslavus, ela tehapech lahavias mitziaso, az yeda ne'emana kitzoat hu b'derach hanachona b'avodatzes. So let's remember again, last week, we made this incredible distinction between things that you know externally versus, or I should say, we'll call it external knowledge versus internal feeling. So remember again the distinction that the Chabra made between, like, let's say, I know that I have hands and feet. I know that I have hands and feet. So we'll say, so that is not a knowledge that is external to me. That is something that is inherently felt and understood by me. Sometimes the problem we have with emunah is that emunah often is something that is external to us. I know it. But the goal is to make emunah something that is inherently a part of me. So we're going to go on. Hakashim shenakir ba'avoda. So remember again the challenges that we encounter in reaching this level of emunah. Einam hakashim shahayu az. So again, we've spoken about this actually in past. You know, the Mechaber points out over here is the world is different today. Meaning the challenges that we face to reach a level of emunah are different in our day and age than in previous generations. Zehu olam shone lechalutin. This world is dramatically different. Shoresh hakashim, shoresh hamerchak shlono mehavodah ha'amites leskarev lehabori yisbarach. Nova mikach shemuna osa anu makirim mialdus. Hu emunah shel yidia velo emunah shel chushis. Sha'adam chash umakir sharibom shalom hu metzias gemura. Challenge we often have is that from we're little, the time that we're little, we're often taught, if we're taught at all, about intellectual emunah. Recognition there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Like we say, if you talk about someone like Ani Mamin, I believe, like the Rambam's Yud Gimel Likar, the Rambam's 30 principles of faith, so I believe that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, past, present, and future. Nothing created him. He preceded everything. Nothing preceded him. Everything needs him. He needs nothing. I understand all these concepts, and I understand them, and I intellectually ingest them. Do I feel them? Do I feel them? No. No, I believe it. I believe it. I subscribe to it, but I don't feel it. He goes on, he says, Kimo sha'adam atzmohu metzias gemura. Mi shemakir es hadvarim pinima, yodea she'en kan kol chadosh. So a person will recognize again that what we're talking about over here is nothing new. Thank you. Nothing new. Kfisha amarnu Elohim divrei saba min arvaduk asher korlem emuna b'chush. Remember again, already the Saba of Nevadik spoke about this idea of emunah b'chush. Not just an intellectual belief, but in your chush, in the feelings of a person. I feel emunah. You see, we were speaking about this last night, last week outside. We're speaking about that often even the word belief, even the word belief is how we translate emunah, ultimately has, I think, a cognitive orientation, has an intellectual, if I believe something, so that sounds like a process that relies heavily on my intellect, versus if I feel something. Emunah, perhaps as we go on, it may be more appropriate to translate it as a feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a feeling, as you know, has nothing to do with the intellect, has everything to do with the kishkas of a person. So just keep that in mind as we go forward. He goes on, V'huherich rabos l'kari besa adam l'kach, hein bebeis medrash al-kelm, hein bechatziras ha-chasidius, nekuda ha-emuna, hier nekuda ha-merkazas b'avodas Hashem. And I will say, the one piece we keep going over and over and over, especially now as we begin to actually get into a definition, is that emuna is the necessary foundation for avodas Hashem. Without emuna, one cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately. Page Yud Dalet. Shinon hanakuda hapshuta. Im hadvarim nishma'im v'niram la'adam kechadoshim, behechrich, sheyetzahara hitzliach ad kedei kach lahatos ulahalim me'inav es hanakuda hapshuta. So Moshe the Mechaber says something very interesting. He says, if you're learning my Sefer, and you say to yourself, wow, I never heard that before. Essentially, I'm in big trouble, right? Why? Because he says the stuff that I'm talking about over here, this is like, you know, this is basic core hashkafic building blocks. Like this is the building blocks of a Jew. Says the difference is sometimes the Yetzirah, listen, this is amazing, you know, the Yetzirah sometimes comes in the form, you know, Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim writes, he says that there's a Yetzirah, there's an evil inclination in everything. He says, even in learning, there's an evil inclination. What's the evil inclination of learning? He says, sometimes a person could get so deep into a topic and so intellectually wound up that they forget to learn and move on. Which is interesting, by the way, this is coming from like Reb Chaim Volozhiner, right? I'm saying the Brisker methodology, which is all about you and all about in-depth study. So there's a concept of going in-depth, but at a certain point in time, you move on. You move on. That's why, by the way, this goes back to a general discussion about the role of philosophy in Judaism, which is why Judaism doesn't really in its essence believe in philosophy. It believes in philosophy as an accommodation ultimately to the fact that other religions have philosophy, so we have to have philosophy also. But at the end of the day, philosophy, meaning, I always find it interesting, you know, a bunch of people could sit around the table and talk about esoteric concepts for hours and yet not emerge with anything concrete. So you want to speak about topics like a lot of, you know, institutions have board meetings like that.
Democrats.
All right. Right. So the idea over here is that we are an actional religion. We're an actional religion. And the problem is, sorry, it says Yetzer in everything. So sometimes the Yetzer with Emunah, what's the Yetzer with Emunah? That I make it up here instead of here. And it's not even just my heart. I mean, when I say here, I mean like in my kishkas, in my chush. It says that's the Yetzirah. V'arikvar kasu rabinu haramchal b'akdamasu l'sif v'masilas yisharim shedvarin elu kafi rov pirsumam u'kineged ma sha'amitasam geluya l'kol kachahel l'mehem matzoy ma'od b'ashichach harabo. So, you know, of course, again, this is the famous introduction of Mesas Shamad Ramchal writes, you're not going to find any chidushim. You're not going to find any novel ideas in my sefer that Ramchal writes. Everything I speak about, that he writes around the Silas Yisharim, Path of the Just, all of this is stuff everyone knows. But sometimes it's the stuff that everyone knows that everyone also forgets. And therefore says that Ramchal, the sacred purpose of the sefer, the Silas Yisharim, maybe we'll do that one day after this, is just to literally highlight and to review those things that should be basic understood concepts. So the Mechaber says same thing with Emunah. Emunah should be basic, Emunah should be understood, Emunah should be ingrained. But it's not. B'sifrenu zeh nedabra anakuda pshuta biyoser, sha'adam tzarech lachi osito. So in this particular sefer, we're going to focus really on the most basic levels of Emunah that a person has to live with. So the idea over here, and we're going to discuss this in greater depth, the first level we start with when it comes to Emuna Pshuta is the concept of Gershin Eskayer. What does that mean? Gershin Eskayer, the Gemara says, when a person converts, they're like a brand new person. Literally, brand new person. So similarly, again, this idea, this tells us every single day a person should go through a rebirth. Every single day a person has to start from new. So this idea is, every single day, if you think about it, every single day, when you wake up and you say Modani, you get your neshama back, you're like a Gershin Eskayer. You're like a person who just converted. We often think as life as a continuum, right? That days are units of a week, weeks are units of a month, months are units of a year, and so on and so forth. But it's not true. Every single day is a world, is a lifetime unto itself. So there's good news and bad news. The bad news is that if I misuse a day, I've lost out on an entire lifetime. You know, in fact, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, and it's actually amazing, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that every single day when you go to sleep, there's a piece of your neshama that leaves your body that does not come back. Does not come back. Meaning that every day has its own little neshama dika spark. And when you finish that day, that spark remains in Shemayim. And after 120 years, that's when your neshama is completed. And that complete neshama comes before the Kiyusei HaKavod for judgment. So it's always a very striking... I don't like that Aruch Chaim, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it because the scary part about it is that means once the day is over and that spark is gone, it's irretrievable. I can't, meaning whatever happened with that spark, it's locked in. Now, the good news is I have another spark today, I have another spark tomorrow. But Lamaisa, whatever happened with that spark, it's locked in.
Yeah,
it's done.
If tshuva me'ahava,
that doesn't mean you could change the spark. What that means according to the Arachaim is a different discussion. But it doesn't mean that you could change the spark. It could mean that you could change certain things about your own shim, certain things about your measurement of mitzvahs, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the spark might be locked in. The Arachaim's model is whatever the spark was used for, that's how the spark is locked in for that day. So that it's a very heavy concept, and the truth is a concept not really. So, but he says it. It's in the beginning of you could look at it. It's in the beginning. Not that I'm sure you trust me, but if you didn't, it's the beginning of Parshas Vayelech. He brings down the pasuk of Moshe and says, "Lo ucha od latseis velavo." I can't come and go anymore. So the Arachaim HaKadosh felt, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was up to his last spark. He felt that again at the end of the day, the sparks were gone. He felt and then he sensed that he did not possess the full measure of a neshama anymore. In any event, so the point over here is that's the Arachaim HaKadosh. The truth is that's not the majority view. The majority view is that every single day is a brand. So okay, so the good news and the bad news. So the bad news is that if I go ahead and I misuse a day, I've lost out on an entire lifetime. The good news is that if I mess up today, Baruch Hashem, hopefully, b'shah tova mitzlachos, there's tomorrow. There's tomorrow. And that's how the Jew has to live. That every single day when I wake up, I am a Gershinis Geyer, a brand new start. This, by the way, is part of, as she spoke about this past Shabbos a little bit, about the need sometimes to let go of the past. To let go. Meaning as much as a person is always supposed to v'chata, see negdi summit, supposed to always be conscious of my avero, sometimes you have to let go of the past, of your own misdeeds, in order to be able to plot a path forward. So every single day when I wake up, I'm a Gershinis Geyer. I've just converted. I'm coming out of the mikvah, brand new start. And he says, fine. Umayya tshuva. So I have this brand new start, right? So I want to maximize this brand new start. I want to do tshuva. This bas call, this voice from the heavens comes out every day that says, shuvu banim shovavim, return, O wayward sons. This voice comes out. So God tells me every single day, return. So the shaila is, ma'ya tshuva shanu mechapsim. So what am I returning to? I mean, what exactly is this process of return that God is constantly trying to encourage me in? Tikkun ha'maisim, is God telling me to refine my actions? Tikkun ha'lev, maybe to refine my heart? Tikkun ha'machshavas, to refine my thoughts? Tikkun ha'ri'ya, refine what I look at? Hakol nachon, hakol tzar tikkun. Of course, I have to refine all of these things. Aval ha'tshuva ha'rishonehi, litzor mishatach. The first part of tshuva, which means a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means a rebuilding of oneself, is to make sure that there is a solid foundation. Actually, what he really says over here is, Litzor Mishatach, Litzor Karkos, Amit Yishal Nitonos. The first thing, even before you lay the foundation, that's the answer, before you lay the foundation, what do you have to make sure? I have to make sure that the land is flat. Right? If the land is not flat, you can't do anything. Right? Either you have to excavate, you have to bring in dirt, you have to do something. But you need to make the land flat. If it's not, so that's the first step in life. Nevaris hadvarim kipshutam. So let's analyze this on a simple level. V'naschil minakudas hayisod ha'pshuta b'yoser shekayemes. Aval kashem shepshuta, kach yisod ismod. Hayisod shalakol, kashya hayisod ra'ua, you know, if the soil is not even, and then if the foundation is not solid, anything you build upon, unleveled soil or rickety foundation, ultimately will collapse or will sink or something will happen to it. So the shaila is, how do I level the ground? How do I put in the foundation? What's the first step? Reishis, last paragraph, page Yudal. Reishis, tzarecha adam lahachnis lamocho, ולקבל זוס כהלכה שיבה, שנקודה המרכה של החיים זו אמונה. So of course, we know what the answer to this is. This is a setup, right? We know what the answer is. The answer is emuna. Emuna is what levels the ground. Emuna is the foundation upon which I build everything. So the Mechaber says that the first thing I have to do is establish for myself that acquiring a level of emuna, acquiring emuna, whatever this means, is something that is important. It was, this actually opens up an interesting discussion. You know, sometimes there are things that we want to accomplish in life that we don't. And very often we wanted to accomplish these things for a very long time, but we haven't. Why not? At the end of the day, what's the answer? Why don't you accomplish the things you want to accomplish? other things come up. So let me give you a translation. It's not important enough. Right? It's not important enough. I mean, at the end of the day, that no one misses a meal for 3 days. Why? Because the maisa, it's important. Because I need it. It's important, you sort of like, I have to, sometimes, and we all have those days where we just don't get the things done that we want to get done, or we have decades where we don't accomplish the things we want to accomplish. So sometimes, alright, if you have a busy day, things come up. But sometimes, again, I'm talking about like life aspirations. I don't mean that I wanted to, you know, clean out my inbox and my emails. I mean like life aspirations that I have, that I've had them for the last 10 years and they haven't materialized. I have to be honest with those, I have to say to myself, I say that it's important, but is it really important? Is it me? At the end of the day, is it really important? And chances are, if I haven't gotten the job done, it's just because it's not important. It's like, you know, like lahavdil. You know, a husband forgets his wife's birthday. Husband forgets his wife's birthday. So, you know, you could say, you could come up with whatever you want. I love you so much that our love defies time. Right? It's a good line. I mean, you could use it. You'll be sleeping at my house. But, you know, whatever. I'm just saying. And then, so, you know, you can say at the end of the day, what's the hurt? It's not about the present. It's not about the present. Right? Might be a little bit of the rest. Let's say there was a problem. Just saying, let's say there was. It's not important to you. It's not important to you. Or I'll give you even simpler. That's a much more dramatic example. I'm supposed to go out with my spouse. And I'm 25 minutes late coming home. 25 minutes late coming home. So, okay, traffic. Traffic. But you knew there was going to be traffic. You knew there was going to be traffic. So why, right now this way, there's no excuses anymore. So why didn't you? And the truth is, it's a solid time now. I didn't get home on time because it wasn't important enough. It just wasn't important. I will say, this, by the way, is a very, most of us don't like to think this way because it's a very jarring life recognition that at the end of the day, I pay a lot of lip service and I say things are important, but at the end of the day, they're not really important to me. Baharaya, they don't get done. Because amazingly enough, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, right? I'm not like sitting in the corner of a dark room, you know, shuffling back and forth, not getting anything done throughout the day. I'm doing stuff. So obviously, I'm able to accomplish. So why is it that I got these things accomplished and I didn't get that accomplished? And the answer is very simple. Because this was important, this wasn't as important. And I will say, you know, when you begin to think that way, it's a little bit overwhelming, but it's very empowering. Because then I have to like face those demons and say, okay, so why isn't this important to me? My davening is still on a fifth grade level. Why I don't have a grade? So davening is important? Yeah, not really. Not really at the end of the day. Shalom, by whatever it is, you plug it in, whatever it is, we all have our things that we see are important. So the Mechaber says over here, do we believe that reaching a level of emunah is important? Because the Mechaber essentially is saying, listen, if I'm not on that level, it doesn't pay to go on. Because at the end of the day, if it's not important, I could learn and it could be beautiful and it could be fantastic. And what's going to happen with all the beautiful learning, all the wonderful things? Nothing. Because if it's not important, if it's not a priority, then things don't get done. So the Mechaber says, Reishis, Tzorech ha'odom lahachnis lemocho, ulekabel zos kehelech chashiva shenekudas hamerkas hachayim zu ha'emuna. Step number one. Is the most important thing in life is emunah. The most, and I will say, you're going to say, but is that true? Emunah is the most important thing in life. We're going to say the answer is yes, because everything flows from emunah. Everything comes out from emunah. Lo dai ba'amira shamati ani odea imru davar tov kiyotzebo. It's not enough to say, of course, I heard that emunah is wonderful. I know that emunah is wonderful. Or teach me something about emunah. No. Kashim sha'ada mevin shim yistimu es piv ve'es apo kach shlo yuchal linshom. The same way that a person knows chas v'shalom, that if you seal off his nose and his mouth, he can't breathe and he'll die. Kach alav lahavin, reishis b'machshava, shemetzios shal ha'amuna, hi nishmas ha'chayim shal ha'yehudi. Person has to recognize that ultimately, again, the emuna is at the core of the neshama of the Jew. Hi ashorish, it is the root. Zohi ha'metzios ha'pshuta, sha'os ha'tzara kol adam lachios. Even before, and also we've seen this similar concept before, but even before I know what emunah is, and again, we've already begun to see the beginning of what emunah is, a feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. But even before I get to the kishkas of what it means, the first step is, it's important. It's important. And if it's really important to me, then at the end of the day, I want you to understand why that is a necessary first step. Because if it's really important, then I'm going to do what I have to do in order to acquire it. See, if it's not really important, then it's nice to learn about it, it's interesting, but I'm not really ready to do the heavy lifting. So number one, says the Mechaber, is Emunah important? If I could say that and be honest about that to myself, even before I know fully what it is, then at the end of the day, that plots the course for my ability to acquire this Mito. All right, stop over here for tonight. We'll figure out the rest of the schedule in Mirtz Hashem.
I guess it's a priority now. What is that? I guess she has a priority now. Like exercise.